couple of days ago, we discussed some of the main points to do with Mechirat Chametz. And today I want to discuss a couple of she'elot that come up from time to time with regards to the sale of Chametz. So the first is a question addressed by the Avnei Nezer, the Socher Shofar Rebbe, in his She'elot Tshuvot Siman Shin Mem Zayin, where he talks about what if the Rav, Chas v'Chalila, drops dead on Erev Pesach or the day before, whatever. Lots of people have appointed him as their Shaliach for Mechirat Chametz, and obviously he's now not able to do it. So if somebody else just comes and does it, without being authorized, but he sees that there are all these shtarot there, shtarei harsha'a, people have authorized the Rav to sell the chametz, so he thinks, okay, I'll go and sell it on their behalf, even though he wasn't appointed to do so. Is this a valid mechira? And he comes to the conclusion that it is. Why? Because we've got a principle of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that you can do something which is to a person's advantage, even if they're not present, and even if they're not necessarily aware of it. So these people, they've all indicated they want to sell their chametz, and therefore it's definitely something that is to their advantage. They want it to happen. They don't really care who's going to do it, so long as it's sold, and therefore it's valid if somebody else sells it. Though he says that as soon as they're aware of somebody else having sold it, they should endorse that sale and just make a declaration saying that they are happy with that arrangement. On the other end of the scale, you can have that the Nochri dies, the person that you've sold the chametz to over before Pesach, over the course of Pesach, he dies. So when it comes to the end of Pesach, you want to buy it back. What are you going to do about it? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sharim HaMitzvah in Bahalacha, in Siman Kuf Yud Tet, quotes in the name of the Maharsham, that the chametz is now owned by the yorshim, by the heirs of the nochri who bought it, and you can go and buy it back from them. But what if you don't know who they are? Or sometimes it can happen just that the nochri will disappear. You sold it to him on Erev Pesach, and you're expecting to see him Motzei Pesach, he just never shows up, and you go and knock on his door, and he's moved out, disappeared, without telling anybody. What are you going to do about it? So this is addressed by Rav Shlomo Kluger in his She'elot Tshuvot Ha'elef Rav Shlomo, and he addresses this in Siman Reish Kaf Aleph. He said you can't just go and take the chametz, because if you were doing that, then you'd be undermining the validity of the sale in the first place. If you're not really regarding it as belonging to somebody else, then maybe you didn't regard it as belonging to somebody else for the entire duration of Pesach. But he says what you can do in that case is you can get an ishur, as it were, permission from the Beit Din to take it, with the understanding that if the Nochri comes, then you're going to have to pay him back for whatever's taken, and he's got a right to it. But because the Nochri's not indicating any interest in it, so the Beit Din can give permission for the person to take it. A point of debate amongst the poskim is the status of chametz which is sold, but then the owners of that chametz carry on trading in it. This can very often happen with shops. You've got a non-observant shop owner, and he wants to have a tuda in his window saying his chametz was sold, but he's also going to be open over Pesach selling chametz. And now we've got the question, does the fact that he's selling the chametz and using it over the course of Pesach, does that undermine and invalidate the original mechira that he did? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Tet, where he says that this is indeed a valid mechira. You've gone through all the technicalities and mechanics of selling the chametz, so it's definitely sold. It's just this person is now a ganef, and he's taking from somebody else's chametz, and he obviously needs to pay them back afterwards. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot Hanagot, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Pei Chet, he disagrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein on this, and says that it's clear that he never had any intention to sell it in the first place, and therefore anything left in storage in his shop, whatever, after Pesach, should be regarded as chametz shavar lav haPesach, and you're not allowed to buy it. The final question that I want to address is discussed by Rav Vosna in Shevet Halevi Chelek Dalad Siman Mem Tet, And he is addressing the question, can a person buy chametz before Pesach with the intention of selling it and then buying it back after Pesach? So perhaps a person's traveling before Pesach. They want to buy whiskey and duty free on the day before Erev Pesach. They see a nice bottle at a good price. I think this will be nice for the Shabbat after Pesach. They buy it and then they're going to sell it. So he wonders in that case it might not undermine the mechira, the sale, but it might be a problem with the bittul, with nullifying the chametz. Because if you've bought chametz that you clearly want for after Pesach, and you say, I'm now being mevatel, if I'm now nullifying it and treating it as nothing, you're not really treating it as nothing. Therefore, if you've got no valid bittul, then the mechirat chametz is a doraita concern. And there are some, this is a longer discussion, but there are some rishonim and poskim who are not happy with mechirat chametz when it's to stop you transgressing on the prohibition, which is doraita. In any event, his conclusion is that, technically speaking, it's permissible, but nevertheless, he says that it's maguna. It's something which is inappropriate to do this, unless there are pressing circumstances. If there are pressing circumstances, you're going to be in a place where you can't get chametz afterwards or whatever it might be, then, or there's a really good deal, something like that, then maybe you could. But otherwise, it's inappropriate. Ad kan.